Right after you listen to Beck and Soda on this podcast, jump on to fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
We're Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast, guys. Rebecca Morse, great to see you. Don't you look relaxed, footloose and fancy free?
I do, yeah. I've had some sleep. Why? What else?
Well, you also handballed your exchange student back to Japan, Akari.
Didn't handball her. Her time was up.
No, you torpedoed her back there. You could not wait to get rid of your exchange student.
We had some wonderful experiences together, but having an extra little person in the house to feed and care for and be on my best behaviour in front of and have a child sleeping on a mattress was taxing.
You can let Lucy be the mum that you've always wanted to be.
Yes.
Now. You don't have to pretend anymore now that she's gone.
I think she went back learning a few words in English that she perhaps didn't know before because of my vocab.
Do you reckon Akari would be happy? Because she'd be on the plane now back to Tokyo. Do you reckon she'd be really excited to be heading
home?
She
was crying at the airport. Aww. I think she was really either sad to leave or there was trauma.
They were tears of joy.
Yeah, tears of joy.
Don't you worry about that.
Do you know what you pointed out to me? Because the last week we took her to 2 Japanese restaurants, which was so dumb because she's flying back to Japan.
Correct, mate.
We should have taken her to Bunnings and got her a snack.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get into this podcast. SAFM, Beck and Soda.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Big, big week in the Morse household for a couple of reasons this
What's
week.
Happening?
Well, for all of those who celebrated, it is Taylor Swift album release week. Sienna, your daughter, would be super excited about that. That's Friday the 19th.
Right. Is that quite significant?
That's big in our household. There is a countdown. Yeah. But more significant, on Thursday, my eldest, Grace, turns 21.
21. God, 21. That must make you 20, 30, 40,
I was a child bride.
56.
I did have
21.
Her, yeah, we've been going through old home videos of her because, of course, she wants videos projected onto the wall at the party on Saturday night of her.
Of course she does. She's your daughter.
Yeah. Yep.
How quick has 21 years gone?
It is such a cliche, but looking at those pictures of her as a baby, I remember her as a baby so clearly. The other two are a blur.
Can you remember the pain of the birth?
Oh. I can
really?
For her. I absolutely can. Really? I was induced and it was excruciating. She causes me the same degree of pain daily.
Dear, 21.
21. So party Saturday night. It is every day I've got a new task of planning towards this party.
How do you feel having a 21-year-old daughter?
I feel old, but it's not about me.
How do you feel you are actually responsible for a 21-year-old girl?
I know. Well, a woman.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Yeah, no, it's, I can't believe I've got her to 21.
Is it confronting?
I guess so. Well, I think the thing, I remember turning 21 and now I've got one of those.
Yep.
Life is just.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, how old were you when you had Grace?
I was 20. I was 25.
25.
When I got
pregnant. Okay, so 4 years you'll be a grandmother.
Oh, shushy, shush.
She's not engaged yet to Bram the
boyfriend. No, she's in a very serious long term relationship. But if she makes me a grandmother, that's not a thing that's going to happen in a very.
Will you change your handle on your social media to Hot Nana?
Good idea. Can I patent that now?
All right. Happy birthday week, Grace. We're thinking of you.
And welcome along to Hot Nana and Soda, 6 till 9 every morning.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Penny just dropped to me because you mentioned that your daughter Grace is 21 on Thursday.
Yes.
And she is turning this into a festival. Now, aren't you the person that celebrates your birthday for how long? A week?
The month of August is dedicated to moi.
And just while we're listening to that song, you were complaining that Grace wants to spend a week or so celebrating her birthday.
Yeah,
is this an apple tree situation?
Yeah, when you put it like that. She's getting a week, but I get a month. That's only fair. I've been on the earth for a lot longer.
So when's the party?
Party's this Saturday night.
And will it be out on Facebook?
She has made a Facebook invitation. It is because the Taylor Swift album comes out on Friday and she is a massive Swiftie. It is a Taylor Swift themed party.
Right.
So if you'd like to crash it, you'll have to wear some sort of Kelsey.
And what does that mean? At Taylor Swift.
You can pick an era. If it arrives in time, wearing a, since you asked, thank you, a sparkly tuxedo jacket from The Man song. So
that doesn't make any sense to
you. You know, you were at the concert. When she sings The Man, she has a sparkly tuxedo jacket. Anyway, but I'm like the mother of the bride. I don't want to overshadow Grace in any way, so I'm being low key. I did think of getting the same boots as her. Is that not good?
As Grace?
Yeah, she's got some sparkly knee high boots, and I now want a pair.
So what's she obviously dressing as Taylor?
Okay, so she wants to wear a leotard like Taylor wears in the opening, and she is. Decided to get that custom made by a dressmaker.
what?
I am not funding this. Coming out of her wages.
What a custom made leotard.
She's wearing couture.
What?
She's getting a custom made. She's been three times for fittings.
What?
It is ridiculous.
A leotard.
And I don't endorse it. So it actually, yeah.
She's going to dress like she's a 10-year-old doing calisthenics.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Well, like Taylor Swift, she thinks.
And who makes Taylor Swift bodysuits?
A wedding dress designer.
What are you talking about? Are you allowing this to happen?
I know. I said it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous waste of money, but it is your disposable income from making smoothies. And if you want to spend it on 2 weeks' wages or perhaps more on a Taylor Swift leotard, then I have not raised you right.
She's spending how much?
I reckon it'll be about 2 weeks of her wages at Boost
on a leotard.
To buy her 21st outfit.
How many times do you wear it?
What?
Yeah, she'll. I mean, I may borrow it, but she'll. Look out for the mirror selfie next week as I sneak into her room and mama tries it on.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think I raised her like this, did I?
No.
Is this my fault?
Sounds a lot like someone else I know.
It's me, hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those.
What better way to start a Monday morning than to exercise gray matter? Rebecca Morse, are you ready to exercise your cerebellum?
My cerebellum is primed.
Right, ready to go. This is Riddle Man time. 131060, give us a buzz. If you get it right, a night out on us, we'll give you some tickets to the flicks. Plus $100 to grab yourself a couple of drinks and some dinner. You ready to go?
I'm listening.
Okay, right. Steve is sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff, right? He's sitting in seat 13A. Then one of his old schoolmates gets on the plane. Steve greets him, and Steve is immediately arrested. Why? Right, so Steve's sitting on a plane. He's about to take off. He's sitting in seat 13A. Then one of his old school buddies, he hasn't seen him for years, walks in. Steve greets him, and then Steve is immediately arrested. Why?
I think because he says, I'm in 13, I want to be in 1A, can you upgrade me? No.
No. Right, 13, 10, 16.
That's just something I would do.
Give us a buzz. Steve is on a plane, right? Seat 13A. He's sitting there waiting to go. His mate walks in that he hasn't seen for years. He greets him and suddenly... he is arrested. Why? Steve is arrested. Okay, Renee from Salisbury Park. Good morning, Renee.
Hi. How you going?
Oh, I'm going well. What about yourself? You feeling sharp?
Morning. Not with that one. That's a bit tricky.
What do you reckon, Renee?
I'll have a little guess. Yep. Is he sitting in the emergency exit?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
But, Renee, he could be and it wouldn't matter, if that helps you, okay? Roana. Good morning, Roana from Ellamy Gardens. How you doing?
Not too bad, yourself?
Yeah, very, very good. Okay, Roana, a 131060 if you want to play. Now, Roana, I didn't solicit for 131060 just because I don't think you're going to get this, right? I just did it anyway. Roana.
Not a great start.
No, I'm just saying, Roana,
I'll be honest, I don't think I'm going to get it either.
I've got full confidence in you. Right, so Steve's sitting in 13A. He sees an old friend walk in. He greets him. Suddenly, Steve's arrested. Why?
I have absolutely no idea. Does row 13 not exist?
No, Roana, thank you so much for playing.
That's a bit of a red herring, that
What is a red herring?
Red herring. I don't think this
Why is the seat number a red herring? 13A might be extremely relevant. Or Am I taking you down a path?
Oh, we have a night out on us. Tickets to the movies, $100 for dinner, 13 10 60. Call us. Right. Can you answer this riddle?
He says something to the guy.
Steve is sitting on a plane. Oh, do you reckon you've got it?
Yeah, I think I've got it.
Write it down. Write it down and we'll check it.
Okay, write it down. Yeah. Okay, Steve's sitting on a plane, 13A. Mm-hmm. His old mate walks in, he greets him, and suddenly Steve's arrested. Why is it so? Right, Danny from Banksia Park. Danny, why is it so? Why is he getting arrested?
I reckon that the pilot's friend, so he was trying to talk to the pilot.
No. Oh, he's tried to storm the cockpit. No, that's not actually the case. Okay. Right.
But it's something to do with what
Have you written your answer?
Yeah, I've got
my
answer.
Oh, my God. Beck's written the answer. You're right.
Oh, Beck's you're right.
This is the second time in history.
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Let's go to Daniel.
Beck, Daniel from West Croydon. Daniel, okay, why is Steve going to get arrested?
Well, is the guy that walked in just a police officer?
No. But good thinking, Daniel. Okay. Right. Now we're starting to get outside the box. This is very, very good. I am stunned Rebecca Morse has got this right. You've cheated.
Oh, mate.
You've cheated.
Stunned that I got something right. Have some
Jade
faith in
from Manopara West. Jade, Steve is sitting on a plane. He's in seat 13A. An old mate gets on. He greets him and suddenly Steve's arrested. Why?
Hijack.
Exactly right. His mate's name's Jack.
Jack.
Yay!
Well done. Hey, congratulations, Jade. You're off to the movies. You smart little cookie, you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Well done. Will you stop for a moment? Yeah. How on earth did you get that?
I think I've heard it before.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Yesterday, 14 athletes were given their pass to the Olympics. And it's creeping up on us. Do you know the Paris Olympics are only a couple of months away? So it's July.
July, is it?
Yeah.
July.
How good's that?
But it's the Summer Olympics. Oh, different season.
Paris Olympics.
There.
So how good's that going to be? Like, you could go along and watch it and have all of the audience and all the people not give us stuff because they're so snobby. And not even clap when you win gold because they're French. Now, last night, 14 of them were named, and I had the wonderful pleasure of being there and interviewing some of the people when they were named, which is remarkable. Imagine getting the ticket to the Olympics.
Oh, wow. Incredible.
I've got to tell you about this guy, Matt Denny. Now, you may have seen Matt Denny on a few ads and that. He is an absolute giant. He's 120 kilos, 196 centimetres, Australia's best discus thrower, right? Mm-hmm. So the National Athletics Championships are happening down at the moment at Mile End. He smashed it through an Australian record. But he missed out on bronze in Tokyo by 5 centimetres.
Oh.
So you're throwing nearly 70 metres or thereabouts and 5 centimetres, which
I don't
essentially...
think what you're holding up between your fingers is 5 centimetres, mate.
That's 5 centimetres. What's 5 centimetres? Just over an inch, right? 5 centimetres.
2.5 is an inch.
I know the distance well, 5 centimetres, right? Anyway, this bloke, Matt Denny, is a ripper. He is one of 8 kids.
Matt.
So we're chatting to him last night, and I said, Matt, 1 of 8. It must have been phenomenal. He's the youngest. And I said, can you tell me all your brothers and sisters' names in order from oldest to youngest? Yep. And Matt was working through them, and then he's actually said Sarah twice. So there are so many kids in Matt's family that they called 2 of their daughters Sarah. Absolutely. Phenomenal.
Is that right?
He did. He said Sarah twice. And I just thought, you've got so many kids there, you ran out of names, so you named another one the same name as her sister. It's a true story.
Did he remember the name that he...
Thank God Matt can throw a discus, because he can't even remember his brothers and sisters' names. But really fantastic.
Well done.
So much energy in the room, and it happened here in Adelaide, the 14 of the athletes.
Have they... peak me. What I love most about the announcement of the Australian Olympic team is the uniforms. I like to see what the tracksuits are like.
Well, we've seen them. Remember they revealed them a couple of weeks ago? They're very, very bright.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they are... Well,
have they been in vogue yet?
You can't get a set.
But I'll tell you one thing you will like. The Olympic track for athletics for the first time ever in history is going to be purple.
Purple?
Really?
In Paris. And the only reason being, because normally it's that red sort of colour, it's purple because that's going to be the colour of their Olympics.
That is peak Paris.
You'll love that, wouldn't you?
Is that a good colour, Beck? I don't know.
I think red is the colour of the season for winter.
Not purple.
Not purple.
Okay. Oh, well, Paris.
You heard it here first. Colour forecasting. Can I get a tracksuit, please?
Do you know what I have at home? Do you want me to bring it in tomorrow?
Yeah.
I have a full brand new Olympic tracksuit from Tokyo.
Yes, bring it in.
Never been worn.
you pinch it?
No, well, we've got it through Channel 7. I've got a full Olympic tracksuit.
Bring it in.
Yeah,
bring
it in every time you watch the Olympics this year, you're going to be wearing
it. I'm going to wear it. Yeah. I'm going to wear it every day of the Olympics when it's on from all the way from July to August.
Well done. Oh, congratulations to our Olympics.
Yeah, well done. So well 14 done. Of them so well, far, and you. Obviously more will be announced.
Congratulations.
But, good on you, Matt Denny, and hopefully between now and then you can work out what your sister's name is.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Swifties, the week is here. Four more sleeps till we hear fresh Taylor Swift. She releases her 11th album, The Tortured Poets Department. That's not counting the re-released albums. On Friday, we know a few things. We know that this is written, you know, I do admit she likes to write about exes. This covers the Joe Alwyn period. Joe Alwyn. He's English actor. Rumoured that maybe he did the dirty on her. So Swifties have started flooding his social media with hate. It's funny, very different relationship to Travis Kelce. They were very, very private. So you probably haven't even seen, there's very few pictures of them together and they're mainly paparazzi pics.
Is he famous beyond just hanging out with
her? Yeah, he's an actor. He was like in some Netflix movie or something.
Oh, yeah. Googling me, he looks like a pretty nice looking guy.
Yeah, he's in trouble. He needs to go into hiding for the next 6 to 12 months, Joe.
So this is the bad bit, right? So this whole album is what, about him? Right?
Allegedly.
And they're split. And now she's with the new bloke, Kelce. Yeah. So will she have to split with him so the next album after the Dead Poets Society
one? Are you saying she uses men as fodder?
No, I'm saying that clearly she writes about each of them. So it's almost like the cycle is new bloke, old bloke's the story. And then there'll be another new bloke after Travis, and then Travis will be part of
Travis. Travis could be a keeper. You don't know. They seem to be very much in love. After that Viva Las Vegas carry on, I'm not sure he's the one for her. But anyway, she knows what's best for her.
Guess what her next album will be called?
Viva Las Vegas.
The Long Gone Chief.
The Long Gone Chief. I like that.
That's what it'll
be. I like that. So Friday, Swifties, put it in your diary. Speaking of dating, our very own Tommy Little from Tommy and Carrie. Carrie and Tommy. God. Well done.
Does it matter whose name's first?
Well, they're back. Knowledge. Maybe they've changed the name. I don't know.
Has confirmed that he was approached to be the next Bachelor.
Is that still going, that show? Channel
10? Yeah, it's still going.
Why are they putting on something that no one watches?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But they would, you know what? I would watch if it was Tommy Little. Mm. He very amusingly said, if it were me, half of the women would drive up and go, not him, get back in the car. The other half would be like, not him again. Now, I have some
Has Tommy done some work, you reckon?
Oh, he's very open about the fact that he's been busy.
Yeah, right.
Now, I had a friend message me last week saying she matched with Tommy Little on a dating app. So he is on the apps.
Yeah.
And she said, could I help her? Like, obviously, we've never been on dating apps because we were, but the banter is very important. And obviously, Tommy's very funny. So she said, can you help me banter with Tommy? And I'm like, I can't banter with Tommy. You know, I got stuck in a lift with him at a hotel once and I couldn't even speak.
So has she initiated? Did she swipe?
Well, they've both swiped on each other.
Ooh.
But she wants an opening line and she wants me to write it for
her. What's her name?
I can't say. She'll kill me. I can't say.
Is it?
Her name is Francine.
Is it?
No, I can't. It's not. No, it's none of these people that you're writing down. That's not her.
Right.
But what would you use if you were on an opening line with an app? A comedian.
Get in touch with the show. The Automaster text line 0488 52 107. What's the opening line?
Let's
for Tommy?
Write the banter.
Yeah.
I said I can't think of anything. It's got to be good. Yep, she's got it. The first opening line with Tommy Little.
Come on,
I've got to write it for her.
13-10-60 as well. Do
right.
that as well.
13-10-60. The best opening line.
What do you got?
This is your friend to actually Tommy Little.
Yeah. Mm. Something like, you know, did it hurt when you fell down from heaven?
No. Can you do better than that? Give us a call. Get on the text line.
Have you got a cracking opening line?
Yeah, okay.
A fail safe that even a well-known comedian would fall for? Right.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Tommy Little, of course, who is on the afternoons here with Carrie Bickmore, and obviously did a great set of
Great.
Great set of his gags when he was here for The Fringe in the Garden of Unearthly Delights. Mm. So you've just revealed, there's talk that he's been asked to be the next Bachelor.
Yeah, he confirmed that he has said
now,
no.
Now, one of your friends has found him on
a dating app.
And they've both
They've swiped whichever direction you have to
each other.
Yeah.
But she hasn't.
There's been no communication beyond the swipe because she's nervous. When you're dealing with a comedian, you want to be witty and funny with your first exchange.
Because you know him, she's asked you what she can do to hit him because obviously you only get one chance at a first impression.
Yeah.
So have you given her any help yet?
I haven't, but I've just Googled some suggestions. What about I should complain to Spotify for not making you this week's hottest single?
Oh, no.
No?
You could get, what about Are You From Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Okay. Oh,
yes.
No.
Any good?
No. Tommy's not going to like any of that.
When I text you good morning tomorrow, what number should I use? Oh. Well, hi, my name is Beck, but you can call me tomorrow.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. What about your whale one you rolled out? You've tried that one before.
Oh, hang on. We've got my whale one's great. Hang
What's
on
your whale one?
Well, on the Automaster's text line, I want to climb you like you climb mountains because Tommy climbs mountains. You could make it specific to him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's a pilot. Okay, my whale one.
I'd like to get into your cockpit. Can you do that?
Yeah, no. Another one on the text line there, Beck. Go.
Let's flip a coin. Head, I'm yours. Tails, you're mine. That's cute.
What? Yeah, okay. I get that. Let's flip a coin. Head, I'm yours.
Do you like whale watching?
Why's that?
Because there's a hump back at my place.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
So we are both parents of daughters. Mm. I have three. My youngest is 12 and your daughter Sienna is 8.
She is, yep.
Talk me through her skincare routine.
Well, this is actually a little scary because, like you said, at 8 years of age, she's nearly 9. For Christmas, I bought her this little desk and, you know, the mirrors with the globes around them?
Yeah.
Like little Hollywood mirrors and all that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then she's got this desk and drawer just full of all these different products. Yeah. But it's when she started talking about it, I was really worried because I'm thinking, is she worrying about wrinkles and aging? But it's not. It's like this little fascination that she's got about all this skincare stuff. All kinds, is that the shop?
Yeah, yep. Drunk Man. Elephant is huge. And these things are pricey
glow
as well.
Glow Recipe?
Yes, Glow Recipe is a big one.
But she's got all these different things. They're little face washes and masks. And the amount of masks I've been doing lately, you know, I'm being probably one a week. I've had the avocado mask.
Maybe up it to 2, mate. Just looking at you.
Got to say, there is a really good one called Uniform Glow.
Is that right?
And after I've used that one, and that's a peel-off one, it's delightful. My skin feels lush, it feels moisturised, and it feels fantastic. Well, but she is obsessed.
Yeah. And so is my 12-year-old, and to the point where if she gets the tiniest blemish, she'll stick a pimple patch on it, and I'm like, you know, you're going to get pimples. It's part of puberty. It sounds harmless. It's not. It's a worry.
What happened to the Clearasil?
Oh.
Remember that?
Remember the skin-coloured Clearasil and you'd put it on and that you'd notice it because there'd be a big different-coloured patch?
I was using that stuff. I was going through like a tube a week because I had a head like a pizza when I was a teenager. And I reckon like at footy, if I got bumped, there was just pus everywhere if I got knocked in the head. It was that much. And I had those little white ones all over my head.
Mate.
It was terrible.
Well, Dove has just launched a marketing campaign because they surveyed girls across 20 different countries. 1 in 2 young girls between 10 and 17 said they expected to worry about their appearance as they age. So it's harmless now, but what it's doing, it's making girls fixate on their appearance and their skin, and it really affects their confidence. It also revealed 1 in 3 girls said that they would probably consider cosmetic work or plastic surgery. So the focus on skincare makes girls, instead of going out and playing, like I was digging for worms when I was 12. I was outside. I was skipping. I wasn't sitting in front of a mirror doing a 7-point beauty routine. I just wasn't.
So has Dove decided to wrap up the business and make no more products?
I think the thing is, obviously girls should look after their skin, but at the age of 12, you probably just need a cleanser and a moisturizer. And then get out there on your bike.
Do you talk to the girls about this?
I do. I've tried to tell Frankie that she spends too much time in front of the mirror, but again, apple tree. But it is alarming. So one of the campaign slogans is it even possible to look 10 years younger at the age of 10? Because 10-year-olds
so
don't
look
need...
zero.
And there's a picture of a little girl with glitter all over her face because I think girls should be just worried about, you know, I used to make up dances with my friends when they came over and not put them on TikTok. And now Frankie's doing skincare.
What did you do in terms of skincare? Obviously, when you went with your worms and dancing.
I went to the body shop. I had passion fruit cleansing gel and that was about it.
What about if you had a pimple? Were you a Clearasil girl?
I would put toothpaste on my pimples. And my girlfriends and I used to make, skincare. We used to mash up an avocado and stick it on our faces.
Oh, really?
maybe that's where I went wrong. But I do think that it is not a harmless trend, and we do need to educate our young girls that they don't need to be so focused. It's called beauty anxiety. They're so focused on appearance.
There's a term for it now.
Yeah. It's beauty anxiety.
You know what
the problem
is?
Because they worry about their skin.
You know what the problem is? Mm. Social media.
Social media is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Hang on, I just got a new like. Hang on.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
So usually I have three children to fail, but over the past 3 months I've had an extra mouth to feed in the house. We've had a Japanese exchange student for some 3 months and she's just left us to go home.
Oh, wow. Hey, why are you laughing? Because you're excited, aren't you?
No, look, we loved having her, but...
No, be honest. Be honest.
We did have to move Miller, who is the one who she was exchanged with, into basically she was Harry Potter. She was living on a mattress outside our door for 3 months. We used to trip over her when we get up in the morning.
The thing I didn't understand, I thought the exchange meant one for one. So she goes, yeah. Miller goes, but they're at different times. So Miller goes over there. Mm.
We got one before and one
yeah,
after.
Yeah, but the point is they don't exchange at the same time.
No.
Well, that is the point of an exchange, isn't it? Like, I didn't realise.
Well, no, because if I had one while my one who speaks Japanese yes. is over in Japan, I wouldn't have yeah. anyone to relate to her.
Why? You've got other kids?
Well, yeah, but
that's
she,
what I
this
thought
was
an exchange
the,
was.
No, it's like for like.
Right. How happy were you that she's gone? Now, be honest. Don't try and pretend. There you go. Thank you, David.
Stay out of this, Bex.
Come on.
For me, it was, I feel like my shoulders have dropped a bit. I'm a bit more relaxed because even though I did drop my guard a couple of times and did have tantrums in front of her, on the whole.
Like the ones we see? Or like
worse. On the whole, we were all in our best behaviour and I felt like I had to serve up better food. And be on a bit of, and you know, get her to school on time because yeah, I was responsible yeah. for
like
a child.
Be a mum.
Yeah, be a more active mother, and that's foreign to
How
me.
How did that go?
It was three. I was tired by the end of it. We also jammed a lot into the last week because I went, oh my gosh, I haven't done this, haven't done that. So we took her to like two Japanese restaurants in the last week, and we really just forced
because she'd never been to one before.
Welcome to Australia.
Have some sushi.
Wow. Yeah.
You're about to get it when you get back home, dear. The best in the world, but have some of our average sushi.
Yeah, she's gone.
Oh, yeah. You're sad
imagine
she's gone.
The fanfare.
I know. We do miss her, but I'm a little bit relieved.
You are a horrible
but
liar.
But before she went, before we put her on the plane back to Tokyo, yes. I had one last monumental fail. So, as you would know, I'm not usually there in the mornings because I'm here at the radio station. But we've just
physically
had...
anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Busy. You know,
yeah.
Changing lives, sure. Saving lives. But because we've just been on leave, I was responsible for her in the morning. So my husband and the girls have been helping her pack her lunch, and I said, "I've got this. I'm on duty in the mornings from now on."
Yeah, right.
So I had a little sleep in, and I came down at about 7:45. And to make her lunch, and she'd obviously thought, oh my gosh, everyone's forgotten to make my lunch, I'll make it myself. And I walked down to find her taking a loaf of bread out of the bread bin and finding that it was covered in mold. Now I had nothing, this was after the Easter long weekend, so I had nothing else to offer. I didn't even have a crusket.
Yep.
So I went, no, it's okay. In Australia, mold is okay if you cut it off.
Did you talk to her like that?
You have to speak slowly. So I cut the corners off and I made her a sandwich out of moldy bread. Then we went to get strawberries to put in the little bento box and the strawberries were all mushy and covered in mold. And I'm like, they're still good, and I'm trying to like salvage a few mushy strawberries out of them.
You know that the mold, even though you cut the excess mold off, you know that there is also mold that you can't see that's still in there.
Well, now it's in her. She had a moldy sandwich for her last day of school. And not only that, so when she arrived, her first day of school, she wore her school uniform from her Japanese school. And then because she wanted to blend into everybody else, she bought the uniform of our girls' school.
Oh, cool.
And then on the last day, I noticed that she was wearing her old uniform. And I thought, oh, maybe that's because she wants to, you know, acknowledge her school on her last day. I didn't say anything to her. And then I realized that she had left her little bag of washing outside her door, which had her school uniform in, waiting for me to take it and wash it. And I hadn't washed her uniform. She had no clean clothes. She had no good food. And bless her, she was too polite to go, Where's my uniform, bitch? Oh.
What a wonderful parting gift, though, from you guys to give her salmonella.
She was so happy to get back on that plane.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hey, Beck, congratulations, too. There were 14 athletes yesterday who were given their ticket to Paris for the Olympics. I think it's 102 days.
Is that all?
It's not long. It sort of, I know it's an Olympic year because it's the leap year, but it sort of doesn't feel like the Olympics are coming. But it's starting to get real. But yesterday in Adelaide, because they've had the National Athletics Championships here at Santos Stadium, 14 athletes booked their tickets. And I had the great pleasure last night of interviewing some of those guys for a function. And it was sensational. And then it got us talking about the Olympic tracksuits.
I'm very jealous. I love watching the opening ceremony and watching all the different countries' uniforms. I get very jealous of a sexy tracksuit. I'm like, I wish I was good enough to earn myself a national tracksuit. Like, even when I played for Blackwood District Netball Club, I had a tracksuit that had Morse on the back, and that was the happiest day of my life when I got presented with my tracksuit.
Well, kids are walking around in their sporting ones now, a lot more than when we had them, with their little names and that on them. But it got me thinking, right, because only a couple of months ago, we were going through the Channel 7 cupboard, and I found a full Olympic tracksuit from Tokyo. Right, and now it's got Tokyo 2020 on it, right? But given Tokyo was 2021 because of COVID, I think it's going to have some great value of it down the track.
Yeah.
It's still got all the tags. So I've got the pants, the top. It's ridiculous looking yellow top and green pants.
Oh, my gosh, it's BNWT. Brand new with tags.
Absolutely. It is. I've got the shorts. I've got the polo.
What sport were you going to play, mate?
Oh, just anything. Just spectator.
Spectator.
But I've got the full suit. But then it got me thinking. With Paris not far away, you know what we need? We need to create our own Olympic tracksuits.
Yes, designer tracky-dacks.
And what we need is you, Adelaide, to get on board. Mm-hmm. We want you to help us create the number one tracksuit / comfort suit that you can wear to
spectate.
We are talking a comfort suit. So that when you are cheering on our Australian superstars in Paris in 102 days' time, you too can be a part of the five-ring circus.
Yeah. So when you're leaping up off the couch like John Howard to celebrate gold, you're in our tracky dacks.
Because realistically, when you think about it, there are only two times that you wear a full tracksuit. When you're in the Olympic Games or when you're in a retirement village. Outside of that, no one's wearing a full tracksuit. I haven't seen a full tracksuit in the wild on the streets for many, many, many years.
True that.
So what I reckon we need is your help. Okay. We need to create the ultimate Beck and Soda Olympic tracksuit.
Spectator tracksuit.
What about our friends at ORTC?
Love them.
Have you run this by them?
No. I'm just thinking of it as we speak. Words are coming out of my mouth now with no thought.
They do the hats and the Sherpa faces.
That's nothing new, mate.
They do great stuff. T-shirts. I reckon we need to get our friends from ORTC on board, and I want to create the ultimate, with your help, of course, Beck, the ultimate Beck and Soda Olympic tracksuits. If you can help us, and we use, don't forget, there's colour, there's fabric, there is design, there is logos. If you can help us create them, we will get you a customised personal Olympic tracksuit.
Can we, I'm just spitballing here, can we get press studs down the side so you can go woof? And just whip them off.
Mate, we're talking about the Olympics, not a strip show.
It's an idea, though.
It's an idea. Don't
Every idea is a good idea.
Exactly, right? There is no such thing as a bad idea.
Okay.
Right,
Except for that one.
Well, whatever floats your boat. We will create our own Olympic tracksuits. We just came up with it at that moment. Okay. Great ideas just come from thoughts from nowhere. Is that all right?
I might wrap the show up.
Can we do it?
What do you reckon?
We can do it.
All right. I tell you what, you can get in touch with us. Find a way to get in touch with us. Or the Automasters text line 0488 52 107. Yes. Just start shooting through ideas.
Start getting
just
creative.
Brainstorm.
We are going to make the best tracksuits.
But and bring in yours tomorrow.
All right. And you can wear them loudly and proudly out in public, even if you're not ready to go into a retirement
village.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun. That's it for Beck and Soda. Now it's time to jump onto fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Luxe upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont. SAFM.